Halftime is probably the Super Bowl. Only thing we missed was Usher.
Yeah, right. Ball is with Yonkers on the left side. She'll dribble up to the top. Goes back over to the left wing. Throws it out to Moore. Moore will dribble to the top. Back to Yonkers on the wing. Up top to Rittenberg. Rittenberg dribbles to the right side. Oh, now Husky has it there. She'll dribble to the free throw line. Out to Yonkers. Over to Rittenberg. Less than 10 to shoot. And a double dribble is called against Rittenberg. So 28 seconds into the second half, Mountain Home's first possession of the period ends in a turnover. Brennan Burke back the other way, gives it to Robinson. Tries to throw it to Burke. She couldn't handle the pass. It was a little high, and the steal by McCarn.
So no harm. Trading turnovers here. Let's get a bucket. Let's get a bucket. Let's go, girls.
Husky dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Moore. Moore dribbles to the free throw line, goes into the lane, goes in for the layup, and they're going to call it for travel. Wow. So two possessions in this period, two turnovers for the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, Lakin did get her feet shuffled. Coach Leonard's asking for the foul. She kind of got bear hugged as she tried to do a little reverse layup. May have had help on that travel.
I notice they're not calling a lot inside the paint.
They're not.
Ball goes down to Ely in the lane. She gets the layup good.
Full court press here from Russellville.
Ely's first 2 points of the night.
Yep.
Ball goes into the front court to Yonkers. She's going in for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound controlled by Ely.
Just missing shots. That's a point-blank shot. I know it was contested by Ely. You know, she's got two fouls. Go right up there at her and make her get that foul.
And Burke picking up where she left off. She gets a layup, and Mount Tom's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 6:33. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Russellville leading Mount Tom 39-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Mount Tom taking the timeout with 6:33. Let's play in the third quarter as they trail Russellville 39-19.
Back into 1-3-1.
Yep. Ball is with Moore. She tries to throw it in the front court. It's knocked away, but Moore picks it up and avoids a turnover. Ball goes to Yonkers in the left corner. She puts up the three. No good. And the rebound controlled by Ely. She'll give it to Burke, who throws it quickly to Wilson on the right side. Her three-pointer is up. No good. She gets her own rebound on the elbow. Dribbles into the lane for the layup. Won't go. Gets another rebound. This one won't go either. Ely gets offensive rebound. She puts it back up and in.
Is that three offensive rebounds there by the Cyclones on that possession?
41-19. Lay Cyclones up. Less than 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Husky with it. Gives it to Moore. They still got to get into the front court, and they finally do to Husky. Husky dribbles to the low block, throws it to Rittenberg. She dribbles to the lane, loses her footing, but she is tripped up, and a foul call against Russellville. They're going to get Shai Willis with her second personal foul. Team foul number one against Russellville here in the third quarter. Campbell's going to check out of the game as she will be replaced by Kana Keister. Husky inbounds it to McCarron at the elbow. She's going in for the layup. Shot's blocked, but she draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 5:44 left in the third quarter. That is on Willis. That's her third personal foul.
And that is, yeah, but I say that's going to be three on Ely. Was that they got no. Ely on that, didn't they?
No, they got Willis.
Wow. Willis wasn't even guarding her. Ely was one straight up on her.
Well, McCarron's first free throw is up and in. So Willis is checking out of the game as Campbell comes right back in. So McCarron has one more to shoot. Second shot is up. She gets both. She's a perfect 4 of 4 from the line with 6 points. 41-21, Russell up. Burke into the front court with 5:38 left in the third. Throws over on the left side to Keister. Tries to throw it to Campbell. Ball goes well beyond out of her reach, and Rydberg chases down the steal, finds Moore into the lane for the layup. Good.
There we go. Good defense by Lakin right there. Good on-ball defense. Active hands, making Russellville uncomfortable. That's what we got to do on the defensive side. We got to make them uncomfortable and see if they can throw us the ball a few times.
Ball goes to Keister on the left side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Yonkers.
There we go.
5:04 left to play in the third quarter. It's an 18-point Russellville advantage. Yonkers dribbling to a low block. Her layup is blocked, and Ely comes up with the ball. Back quickly comes Burke. She's going to drill to the free throw line. Loses the handle of the ball, and Yonkers is going to be fighting with Keister for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball. It will be the Lady Cyclones ball in the possession arrow. Sarah Williams comes back in for Mountain Home as Jayla Yonkers will take a seat. 4:48 left to play in the third quarter. It is a 41-23 Lady Cyclone advantage. Burke will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gives it to Ely in the right corner. Back to Burke on the wing. Burke will dribble a little closer to the timeline. Now she's going to go down into the lane. Put up the jumper. No good. And the rebound controlled by Husky.
Good job, Parker, not getting caught, watching the ball if it goes in or not, and turning around, blocking out, and getting the rebound.
Husky will throw it to Moore on the right side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Campbell.
You just can't get that big shot to fall, can we, Matt?
No. Burke into the front court. Now Russell's going to take their first time out of the night. We'll break with 4:14. Let's play in the third quarter. It is the Lady Cyclones up on Mountain Home, 41-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Well, Russellville taking their first time out of the night with 4:14 left to play in the third quarter as they lead Mountain Home 41-23. Robinson will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline as we're about to get back underway.
You feel Mountain Home's played good so far this quarter. We got good active hands on defense, but yet we're getting outscored 6-4.
Yep. Inbound pass goes to Burke. Burke dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Campbell. Campbell's going to dribble into lane and. They're going to call that before the shot. Okay.
Say, there's no way he was holding that up like that was going to be a continuation.
Yeah.
Foul.
They're going to get Parker Husky though with the foul. That is her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter. 4:07 left in the period. Burke will inbound it to Keister. Now to Ely on the low block. She puts up the jumper over McCartney. Won't go. Robinson gets the offensive rebound. Now to Burke on the wing.
Yeah, that's just getting out-hustled right there from the Lady Bombers.
Yep. Burke will be fouled from behind. They're going to get Rydberg.
Yep.
That is her first personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter. Yonkers checks back out of the game as Sarah Williams comes back in. Burke will inbound the ball on the baseline. Throws it into Ely for the layup. And it won't go, and the rebound was knocked out of bounds off of the hands of Ely, and it will be Mountain's ball, and they dodge a bullet.
All right, we got a break right there. They missed a chippy. Come on, let's outscore them right here in this bottom, the second, last part of this third quarter.
Well, Russell backing off on the press right now. Ball goes into the front court to Moore. She gets by her defender. Robinson puts up the jumper in the paint. Good.
Here we go. Now we're going to get up and press a little bit.
Lake and Moore with four on the night. 41-25, Lady Cyclones up. Back quickly comes Burke. Ball goes to Keister in the left corner. Her three-pointer rolls around and falls in.
Goes out, goes up, hits the top of the backboard and falls back in. If we hopefully can get that miss, we can turn around and go try to keep cutting into this lead, but it falls for them.
She's got six on the night, and back the other way, Sarah Williams has the ball knocked away and stolen by Keister. She will throw it to Robinson quickly in the front court, finding Campbell for the layup, and good. Zee Campbell with her first 2 points of the night. Here is Williams back the other way, throws it to Rittenberg. Thought about three, instead she will dribble to the free throw line, throws it over to Moore on the left side. Moore's going to dribble into the lane, put up the jumper, good. Lake and Moore with six, and Mount Tom quickly takes a timeout. We'll break with 2:46 left to play in the third quarter. It is Russell leading Mount Tom 46-27. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mount Tom taking their last 30-second timeout of the night with 2:46 left to play in the third quarter. Right after Lake and Moore hit the jumper in the lane to cut it back to a 19-point margin. 46-27, Lady Cyclones up.
Addison Ferris in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Sarah Williams, it looks like.
And now pass goes to Burke. Mount Tom going with the full court press. And ball knocked away for a moment, but Russell keeps possession. Ely with it, gives it back to Burke. And a foul's going to be called on Rittenberg, looks like. That is going to be her second personal foul. 13th foul against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter. 2:33 left in the period. 46-27, Russell up. Inbound pass goes to Burke in the backcourt. She'll go back across the timeline. Throws over on the left side to right side to Robinson. She dribbles across to the left elbow. Finds Campbell in the lane for the layup. Good.
Yeah, Bailey got caught watching right there, watching the play, and her girl just cut behind her.
Back comes Lakin Moore. She's going into the lane for the layup. It rolls around and falls in.
And Lakin trying to do what she can to get us back in this game.
She's got eight, all here in the third quarter. 48-29, and here's Burke with it. She'll get into the front court to Robinson. Down to Campbell in the paint. She puts up the jumper over Faustus. It won't go. Faustus gets the rebound, and Mount Tom back the other way with it.
That's what we got to just get them sped up and make them take some crazy shots. But we got to convert on this end once we get those stops.
Mm-hmm. Moore with it up top. Dribbles into lane, going in for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Ely.
That's the kind of night it's been, just bouncing around and ball just not going in. They shoot shots, it goes and hits the top of the backboard and rolls in, you know?
Yeah, Lake and Moore call for the foul in the backcourt. That's her first personal foul. That's the last foul Mount Tom has to give in this quarter. Next one, we'll put Russell in the bonus. Bailey Rittenberg checking out of the game as Jayla Yonkers comes back in. 1:31 left in the third quarter. It is a 19-point Lady Cyclone advantage. Burke with it up top. She will give it to Campbell. Campbell dribbling on the left side. That gives there to Burke on the wing. Down to Robinson on the low block. She puts up the jumper in the lane. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Drew Robinson will go to the line for the and-one situation with 1:12 left to play in the third quarter. Aston Ferris picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number five against the Mountain Home here in the third quarter. So Russell's going to be shooting free throws for the rest of this quarter. Robinson's free throw is up. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Moore. 50-29, Russell up. A little over a minute left in the third quarter. Moore dribbling to the left elbow. Gives it to Ferris, who's dribbling to the lane. Kicks out to Husky. She pulls up for the jumper at the elbow. Good! Parker Husky with eight on the night. 50-31, Russell up. 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Burke throws it to Robinson, who gives it to Keister back the other way. She puts up the three-pointer. Good.
Man, she has been hot tonight from back behind the line.
She's got nine, all from behind the arc. 53-31, Russell up. 35 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Moore with it. Distance. Shot clock and game clock are just about even. Moore takes the screen, puts up the three-pointer. Good! Lake and Moore in double figures with 11.
Lake and doing everything she can on the offensive end to try to keep these Lady Bombers in this thing.
53-34. Burke picks up her dribble, gives it to Ely.
10. No one was counting.
No, they weren't.
No one was counting.
Here's Keister with it. She's going to dribble to the low block. Her jumper won't go. And saves the ball into Fossus, and that's the way the third quarter is going to end.
Well, we just got to spend one of those nights, Matt.
Yeah, it has.
One of those nights.
So we got 8 minutes. Let's play in this one. Our score at the end of three. Russell leading Mount Zone 53-34. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
It is going to be Mount Holmes' ball to start this final quarter as they trail Russellville 53-34. Excuse me. Inbound pass goes to Parker Husky as we're back underway. Husky with it up top, dribbling to the left side. Now gives it there.